It's Friday. You know what that means.
What the fuck is up? Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 Prediction Friday. The first Prediction Friday we've done since like fucking January.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Natalia and Eric Bischoff.
Eric Bischoff. Better than Garrett Bischoff that one time.
Yeah.
That was weird. I
barely remembered, so.
Yeah, but I did. That was weird. I just got that guy. I like Aces and Eights until they joined.
Yeah.
All right. We're doing predictions for Double or Nothing. AEW Double or Nothing.
Yes. So our first match is the buy-in match, and it's Hookhausen, which is Hook and Danhausen, versus Tony Nese and Mark Sterling.
I'm obviously going to pick Hookhausen because I like named him that.
Yeah, well, Hookhausen is definitely winning that match, I feel like, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, Hook, you can't have Hook lose, or else why the fuck is he there?
Yeah.
It's really Tony Nese versus Hook with, like, two fucking mascots on the outside.
Pretty much. It's basically, yeah, it's basically Hook versus Tony Nese with a couple of, mascots. That's the best way to put that.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm going to Hookhausen.
All right, me too.
All right. Oh, wait. We need to do a show, so we need to, like, say our predictions for UFC. Long story short, I got two. You got one. That puts us both at 71, so we're tied.
Yeah. Again. So we're back to being fucking tied for another 2 months now.
Yeah, probably. We're doing one right now, though, so we'll figure it out.
Yep.
And then we're the same on the first fucking match, so.
Yeah, so. All right. Who knows? Well, there's 11 matches, though. We're going to be different at some point.
You would think. Let's get out as we go.
Match number two is Jade Cargill versus Anna Jay for the Hose title.
Hose title. Jade Cargill gets her VIP section, or the fuck they're calling them out there.
Her baddies?
Yeah, whatever. Baddies, groupies, whatever.
I don't know.
She also has
Kira Hogan and Red Velvet with her, so yeah,
that's the fucking groupies, baddies.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pick Jade.
I wouldn't pick Jade too because I don't see it's gonna be someone else to unseat her.
Anna Jay.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be Anna Jay either, but I'm gonna go. Yeah, Jade.
Not that I really care about that match very much.
I give no fucks about that match.
Next one sounds fun, though. It's the House of Black, Malachi Black, Buddy Matthews, and Brody King versus the Death Triangle, Pac, Penta Oscuro, and Rey Fenix.
I would just call him Penta, not Penta Oscuro, but that's you. You actually said it right and everything. That was weird.
I've been brushing up on my Spanish a little bit.
Penta El New Penta.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. Penta Oscuro is easy to say. The rest of that, like some of his other ones are like ridiculous sometimes.
Yes.
But I'm going with Death Triangle on this one.
Yeah, you would think they would have to win that, right? Since like, you know, they were supposed to do that and then Rey got hurt and...
Yep.
Like House of Black always seems to win that shit.
House of Black is on a pretty big high right now and could stand to lose one match to Death Triangle.
Right. That's what I think. I mean, I also, so we're the same. I'm going to pick out Death Triangle as well.
All right. Next, we got this fucking carbon copies of each other match. It's the Hardys versus the Young Bucks.
The Hardys aren't copies of the Young Bucks.
I meant that the other way around, but okay.
Right. You said carbon copies of each other, though. That means that, you know,
it would have been. Well, yeah.
If anything, the Hardys are a copy of the Rockers.
This is true. And you have the Young Bucks who grew up watching the Hardys, so.
Right.
You know? But I'm going with the Young Bucks, I think.
All right. So I'm going to pick the Hardys then.
Okay.
It's an interesting match. It would have been a better match 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think Matt can still bring in a little bit. I think Jeff's kind of falling off the face of the earth.
Matt can still go a little bit. Jeff is good for a few high spots and then to be dead until the next high spot.
Right. And it is like be in the corner forever.
Yep, or like broken in a ladder somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. They should have just made that a ladder match, but they didn't.
They should have. It would make this match far more entertaining. But
give me your knocks anyway. They could just do whatever the fuck they want to do to begin with. So,
yeah.
All right, yeah. So I think that's a good match. Like I said, it'd been a better match 5 years ago.
Yeah, I agree too. It's Hardys just aren't as good as they once was.
Right.
Best way to say that.
So 20 years older than the Bucks. So.
Yep. Getting close to the yell at the wall age.
They are.
There. Speaking of yell at the wall age, we got another one. Because we got the Jericho Appreciation Society with Chris Jericho, Matt Menard, Angelo Parca, Daniel Garcia, and Jake Hager.
Yeah.
Which versus Kingston, Santana, Ortiz, Moxley, and Danielson.
That's weird, right? Like, why
yeah. it's a combat club, and like Ortiz and Santana with Eddie.
It's LAX in the combat club.
Yeah, and the common denominator is Eddie. He's the one that draws the two groups together, basically.
He does, because him and Moxley are together.
Yep.
I'm going to pick the LAX Blackpool fucking mismatch group.
See, I want them to win a lot. But for some fucking reason, I think Jericho's stupid group is going to win.
Look, I hate the wizard thing more than anything else in the world.
So, yeah.
I don't like 2.0 or Ever-Rise, whatever they're called now. I don't like them at all.
Yeah. I don't like them at all either. Daniel Garcia is eh. And Hager hasn't been good since he was a real American.
And that wasn't even for him. That was for somebody else.
Yes.
I'm gonna go with whatever we're calling Kingston's group.
Yeah, we'll just call it Kingston's group.
But not wizards.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna go with the stupid wizard because he'll probably win randomly.
All right. Next we have MJF versus Wardlow.
Yeah.
If Wardlow wins, he is like free to like sign like a real contract with AEW.
Yeah, and he's free of his contract with MJF.
But if he loses,
he's permanently banned, yeah.
So that kind of gives you the answer of who's going to win this match.
Yeah, Wardlow.
Like, you can't permanently ban somebody.
Yeah. And usually anytime that's a stipulation, 99% of the time that person wins.
Right, and this is like a loser leaves town thing where they're like out of their contract, but there's no way Wardlow's done with his contract yet.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he is, but like, I mean, obviously he's going to fucking win.
Yeah. I think that writing's on the wall for that one.
So, Wardlow for that one.
Taking the lashes was pretty funny because he kind of just ate like most of them.
Killing fucking Spears was pretty funny too.
Yes. All right. Then for the final of the women's Owen Hart Foundation tournament, it's Britt Baker versus either Ruby Soho or Chris Statlander.
Does it really matter?
Baker. I don't think Baker's winning that.
Like, I don't even, doesn't even matter who she's facing.
Yep. She's winning against either one of them. Yep. And here's the fucked up thing, because the next match is Samoa Joe versus Adam Cole for the men's side of that, with Lethal, Dutt, and Satnam all barred from ringside. I have a funny feeling that the power couple's going to win this thing.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Adam Cole and Britt Baker.
Yep, because it's just...
I want to pick Samoa Joe, I'm going to pick Adam Cole.
Yeah, I want to pick Samoa, but I'm going to pick Adam, because even though they're barred from ringside, they're still going to interfere enough of a way that Joe's going to lose.
Yeah, or somebody else.
Yeah, and we're going to get stuck with Britt Baker and Adam Cole being the foundation tournament winners.
Right. Plus Samoa Joe's already the TV title holder or whatever the fuck it is.
For ROH, yeah.
And Adam Cole has nothing.
Yes.
So
give him a tournament.
So we'll both of you there, Britt Baker and Adam Cole.
Yep. Then we have a three-way tag team match for the tag titles between Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus, Team Taz, and Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland.
They call Swerve and Glory, by the way.
What?
Strickland and Lee are called Swerve and Glory. Glory.
Okay. Well, they didn't put that here. So
I called.
Swerve and Glory makes sense. It's kind of like Power and Glory from the 80s, just updated.
Yeah. And one of the names Swerve.
So. Yep.
I don't think that Jungle Express is going to lose, but I really want to pick Team Taz.
I see, like, I like Team Taz, but I really kind of want to pick Keith Lee and Swerve because I like that group, that tag team, a lot randomly.
All right. Like I said, I don't really think they're going to lose, but I'm going to pick Team Taz anyway.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with Swerve and Glory.
All right.
So either way, we're probably both going to be wrong there, even though we went different.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's a wash. Who cares?
Yep. And then we got Thunder Rosa versus Serena Deeb for the AEW Women's World Championship.
I don't care about that match either.
No, I don't at all. And I'm pretty sure Thunder Rosa is going to win.
Yeah, me too. Thunder Rosa.
All right. That was easy. All right. And for our final match, we have Hangman Adam Page versus CM Punk for the AEW World Championship.
I'm a little torn on this. I think they're going to give the title to Punk. I just don't know if they're going to do it now.
I
build this a little bit longer.
I'm so torn with this because I like CM Punk a lot.
Right.
But he's been gone for so long now that I don't think he should hold a world title anymore.
Right. And as soon as he gets the title, he's going to turn heel.
Yeah, because it's already starting to kind of happen through this rivalry between him and Hangman right now.
Well, the Summer Punk ROH, he won a title, turned heel. Summer Punk WWE, he turned on the company and then turned heel, but still, like, so he's doing the same thing again.
Yeah.
It would be the Summer Punk again. Let's see. Do I want cowboy shit? Or do I want best in the world? Who are you going with?
I want cowboy shit to win, but I think I'm going CM Punk because I think they're going to give it to him.
All right, I'm going to pick CM Punk too then. We know we're different on two. So
like, I'd be happy to be presently surprised that cowboy shit wins, but I have this sinking feeling that Punk's going to win.
Me too, and be heel.
Yep. And he's great at being heel, so it will be good for a little while at least.
It'd be something different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with CM Punk there.
Yep.
All right. We missed the episode this week and ended up covering for us with his Owen Hart thing.
Yes. Which was cool.
You have any notes for the week? I know you added a whole bunch of shit written down you were going to say, so.
I mean, I did have a bunch written out. It was mainly just because, like, I watched Dynamite and then watched Raw from this past Monday. Dynamite was great and Raw was a snooze fest.
So like every other week?
Yeah, I think that their smaller and smaller roster is just, it's hurting them right now.
The roster split no longer exists anymore and people are just going to show up random places, so.
Yeah, which is fine because with the smaller roster, there's no sense in having a goddamn split roster.
There isn't, and that's why they kind of combined all the titles together. So,
I honestly think that you should just make both shows 2 hours long, though. Cut the 3 hours for fucking Raw.
I agree. Don't make me sit through the third hour, nothing.
Yeah, and then, like, I don't know. The one thing AEW does is like, here's this person who we're focusing on versus a random another person. Like, they do still have enough of a roster where they can make random people have matches randomly and change it up a little bit.
Right. So I don't know. Fucking Miz versus Cody Rhodes for the 30th time.
Yeah, like, stop doing that. Stop doing him versus Seth. Like, I'm getting bored with that. Lashley and Omos and all that shit is getting boring. Like, I don't know. It's just the same shit over and over again. Not feeling Judgment Day too much at all, either.
Me neither, because their name is stupid.
Yeah, their name is stupid, but it's just like, it doesn't... I don't know. It doesn't have that feel of, like, a good group yet. Like, I like the people in the group, but...
What have they actually done?
Yeah.
Besides cost fucking AJ Styles 2 matches.
Yeah, which is, like, not a lot to me. Like, think of when the Shield jumped to the main... Like, they were on the main roster, and they're, like, putting people through tables and just fucking running roughshod
right
over a lot of the roster. Like, do something like that.
Or like when fucking the Wyatt family came up and killed Kane. Or
yep.
Unkilled Kane.
Dragged him away after that fire match.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Just do something a little bit more, I don't know, impactful. Because I feel like when you first come out, you got to do some impactful shit to me, have me take your group seriously. Just... fucking with AJ and Finn Balor is not enough for me.
Oh, and Liv Morgan.
Yeah. But, it, whatever. Fake Bullet Club versus fucking...
Fake Retribution.
Yep. And it's just kind of, I don't know, it's kind of lame. That's all.
Yeah.
I think that's most of my big shit from the week. I don't know. I lost my paper.
Oh, whatever.
You know how that works.
Douchebag of the day gets to be Hulk Hogan because I read he's coming out of retirement to face Ric Flair.
Yeah, because fucking Ricky the Dragon Steamboat said no.
Yeah, because he's like, fuck that, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
From last week or whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to just, I'm going to pick fucking Ric Flair because why are you doing this? Why are we even talking about this? Why are all these old guys coming out of retirement to fucking wrestle each other?
Yeah, I don't care. I don't have to watch it.
Break a hip match.
Break a hip match.
Like, I don't know. That's what I'm waiting to have happen. Because, I mean, it scares me every time Sting's in the ring for the same reason. He's in his 60s too. It's like, just stop. It's okay. Be a manager. Work backstage. Do one of the normal jobs when you get older. Stop trying to wrestle each other.
Yell at the wall somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. So, Ric Flair's my douchebag. He's always a good person to be a douchebag. So
he is
because he's a douchebag. So
is Hogan. So he's also very good.
Yes, he is. So douchebags of the week.
There we go. That was easy.
Yep.
All right. We're back Tuesday.
Yep. Watch and review for Double or Nothing.
Right. And then we'll find your notes or something.
Yeah. I put the book somewhere. I just got to find it. I rearranged my room a bit and now I can't remember where anything is.
We'll figure it out.
Change the chaos and now I can't remember. All right.
So until Tuesday, motherfucking deuces.
Peace.
What's going on, y'all? It's your neighborhood bake shop here, MHSL Bake, and you are now rocking with the Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Those are my guys over there. Make sure y'all tap in anytime they drop. You know what I mean? Good peoples, good topics, great puns. Yeah, man. Check them out. Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 Podcast. Check them out because Bake said so. Money high, stress low. That's the motto. You listening to Save You in the background featuring my artist, I-93 Carry On. Make sure y'all check out the new music.